The Forward Thinker Show is available wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Celebrating Women's History Month.
Hey, it's Coral, and welcome to The Forward Thinker Show, the podcast where we share the stories and expertise of global leaders in business and technology.
This is Danai Rumbal. She is the president of WeSees and also a student chapter leader recipient. So this is a big girl right here. She's doing amazing things. She is a big expert on cyber security and just helping people get into cyber, including mostly women. Hello, Danai.
Hi, Coral.
Welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
It's been so long.
I know. Yeah. I want to know, Danai, what was the one thing that like led you into cybersecurity?
First, I don't want to say I'm like a cyber expert yet. We're just graduating. I was surrounded by technology my whole life. Mm-hmm. And medicine at the same time, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to do either. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be that outlier. I always mm-hmm. noticed that I want to be an outlier. So mm-hmm. I was really into law enforcement. So into it that I even went to the Department of Homeland Security. And I was like, wow. Are there jobs? Like, are there anything that I could do? Mind you, I was 14.
Wow.
And they were like, oh, we have this Explore program, which mm-hmm. is just training with narcotics and human trafficking mm-hmm. in those fields and such. During the time of college applications,
yeah.
I was telling my dad, like, you know, law enforcement, but I feel like I could do so much more. Mm-hmm. And he was like, why don't you do cybersecurity?
Yeah.
And since he was tech, mm-hmm. you know, he knew about that realm. So that's when I looked into it. And I was like, hey, you know, that's kind of like half law enforcement and half tech. So it's best of both worlds, you know. I kind of have a little bit of both, and I took interest in it.
When I told my mom, like, oh, yeah, cybersecurity, she'll be like, oh, like, the hackers on the screen, mm-hmm. and they just, like, go into people's, like, information. Like, why, like, people are having a hard time understanding what is cybersecurity. So, like, yeah. what is that?
Cybersecurity yeah. is a very large thing, yeah. you know. Yeah. It goes from the hackers, like your mom always mm-hmm. thinks, or everyone thinks in the movies yeah. and such. Offensive security, all those types of security that do the coding, all that such. Mm-hmm. But there's also people that need to manage those people, mm-hmm. Which is cyber policy, mm-hmm. what I focus on more.
Oh, okay.
So it has to do with more of in how I work in that right now is mm-hmm. more of the centralized workspace. Mm-hmm. And now with Web3 coming along, mm-hmm. a lot of decentralized, you know, industries are going on, which I find it to be, you know, not a negative thing at all.
Yeah.
It's just something that's developing and rising, you know, something that can't be controlled by the government or such. But everything has its pros and cons. Mm-hmm. I just have to keep learning and such, like everyone else should.
Yeah.
But it's still rising. Web3 is just, it's still a baby.
Yeah. But I feel like cyber policy is kind of like, The different, it's not the coding part of cybersecurity.
No, not at all. Oh. But I always recommend students or anyone that's interested in cyber policy to mm-hmm. also understand what the software and the hardware people are doing. Mm-hmm. So when you brief to high people, you mm-hmm. know what you're talking about instead yeah. of looking like an idiot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like a cybersecurity student, mm-hmm. I've had to take those classes that are coding and mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean I choose to do it as a profession. I just mm. know how to do it because I had to learn how yeah. to understand it. And I also yeah. told, you know, people that I've interned with that mm. I want to learn these things that I don't like so I understand it when I talk to them, to high leaders and such.
Yeah, so it's kind of, you're more kind of like a middleman mm-hmm. between the people who code and
exactly.
and then the people who are in charge of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which really makes, you know, it's perfect because mm-hmm. not everyone knows how to do everything. I'm mm-hmm. not the most perfect coder, and mm-hmm. the people that code are not the most perfect, you know, briefers and
yeah,
presenters.
Communication.
So
skills.
Everyone needs each other.
Yeah.
That's why a group can't have a lot of perfect people in one thing. It has mm-hmm. to be a bunch of different, you mm-hmm. know, different passions in there.
Mm-hmm. So why is cyber policy so important then? Like if let's say, for example, if someone is trying to build a software business, what would having someone who has experience in cyber policy and cybersecurity bring into that software business?
So without cybersecurity, basically any backdoor, you know, vulnerability can
mm-hmm.
occur.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, any attack can be implemented mm-hmm. by any sort of person, mm-hmm. within the perimeter or, you know, web-based. And
it's kind of like the OWASP top 10. Mm-hmm. Do you know about that? It's like
I've heard about it. But
yeah, it's like the top 10 most popular vulnerabilities in this like every year. It comes up like
year.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, so that's why it's important. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your experience in Homeland Security, how was that like?
So since my high school was an art school, mm-hmm, I was in the dance magnet. So mm-hmm, it was definitely a physical aspect instead mm-hmm of a vocal or, you know, presenting type of thing. So since I was so strong physically, mm-hmm, I loved so much law enforcement that I was like, I could, like, work out. Like, mm-hmm, I could be tough, you know. So joining HSI mm-hmm included doing a lot of I had to do boot camp. So mm-hmm it was not only, like, mental exams that they had to do on us. Mm-hmm. It was also a two-week training period where it was a lot of physical exams. So I felt really confident in that mm-hmm type of spiel. There were definitely less girls than boys. Yeah. Obviously, it could be a bit intimidating.
Yeah.
But that realm of girls versus boys never intimidated me.
Really?
I wasn't the person I am today. Like, mm-hmm, I probably wouldn't be doing a podcast. I'd probably be like, oh, my gosh,
yeah, you guys.
Yeah. My high school, it was a middle high. Mm. It was Miami Arts Studio, mm, 6 to 12 Azalea Glazer. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, if you were to think of High School Musical, that would be the school.
Yeah.
You would get out of class and there would be violins playing, yeah, people dancing, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, mind you, there's like the whole school mm-hmm is confident people that are competitive, all that stuff. So there's always, you know, when you enter a room, there's mm always someone that should be better yeah than you so you could learn. Well, that was times 10. There's everyone better. Everyone is better. You know wow what I'm saying? So I was definitely not the most outspoken person at the mm-hmm time. Like, I remember being in mm-hmm English class in middle school and the teacher's like, you're gonna have to speak up. Like, I can't hear you present. But thankfully, because of certain programs at FIU that I did, I became more outspoken, and now I love briefing to high leaders and such. So.
Yeah. And you were able to, like, go from someone who was super shy to now
yeah
being in a leadership position, helping other women get into cybersecurity. Yeah,
like, so I think that's why, you know, leading WeSees is mm-hmm it's such an important thing for me, because I would see those people that, you know, especially mm-hmm women, mm-hmm that would be so shy. So I would always, like, love mm-hmm to throw them in the water, because yeah they don't want to jump themselves.
Yeah. Zanai, I know that you worked with Homeland Security Investigations. What was a distinct memory you had during your experience there?
All I remember from that moment is very few women, but that's regardless of the point. I was mm-hmm the shortest one, and mm-hmm I was the oldest one. I think I was the oldest one towards the end of the program, because mm-hmm I was in there for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have so much of a dilemma. Like, they were a great group, but I had a predicament occur with one of my internships.
Wow.
I love this corporation. It's amazing. But to give a little perspective, you know, to whoever, mm-hmm, to whoever's listening, but I was testing out something. Something in security, I can't say too much, that my boss, there was someone leading and creating the software,
mm-hmm,
and there was someone leading me. That person began work the same time I did, mm-hmm, and I was the only intern on this project. I mean, it's like a real world type of thing. We had a deadline by the end of the month, and I just started working there. This was my second, like, I just started working there. So I was like, oh, what's going on? Mm. Second day in, we have a deadline. So we had a month to conclude this, right? About a week in, they were like, my boss was like showing my work as an example to the workers. I'm like, this is amazing, whatever. So I was trying to go above and beyond and stuff, obviously, to get a job offer.
Yeah.
But since I was trying to overachieve and do a lot of this work for mm-hmm these people, so they can be like, wow, she's on top of her stuff, like, she's wow doing a lot of work, especially if my boss showed the employers my work as an example to them.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't know that I wasn't allowed to do something. So obviously, if she would have told me, I wouldn't have done anything. That specific thing that I did was, created a malfunction in the server. Mm-hmm. All that stuff, it crashed. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't work. And this was, like, literally 5 days before the deadline that we had to brief to another agency because we were selling this product or something like that. The guy, that's not my boss, he just coded it, was like, you're out. Like, you're getting an email from this person, all that stuff. So I text my boss, like, what is going on? Like, what is this? And she's like, I have no idea what's going on. So then he told me this person's going to reach out to you, which is another boss within the department. So I reach out to her. She knows me too because we have general meetings. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I have no idea. No one knows what's going on. He just threw me out of the project. And I'm like, what the? No, I really like this project. Like, mm-hmm. I just messed up in something that I didn't know. And if anything, they, like, should be grateful that this occurred now. Mm-hmm. So we know that we need to fix this before we sell it or brief it to another agency. Because then they could mess up, mm-hmm. and it could happen with them. Mm-hmm. So it was pro and con type of thing. But since he threw me out, I was added to something else. Mm-hmm. After they sent me off mm-hmm. to other projects or such, mm-hmm. I know that my bosses have bosses, and that was my boss from my first internship. So he knew me personally, but he didn't know what was going on. And before, you know, someone that's already employed to state what's going on, I wanted, you know, everyone to know my stance. So I drafted an entire email saying A, B, and C of what's going on that I didn't know because I wouldn't have done it, all that stuff. And I even showed it to different employees within the company just in case I seem rude or anything, because I wanted to just be, like, you know, direct and mm-hmm. saying facts. Thankfully, my boss with the project that I was going through this dilemma defended me and went to the boss before I even sent the email. She was like, no, this is unacceptable, because long story short, the guy that drafted it is a Marine veteran. So, you know, those people after, you know, having that lifestyle, mm-hmm. they tend to be harsh and stuff. So it's just a community that you have to get used to and all that. Thankfully, you know, working in those type of places, there are several of those type of people. So you have to balance it out. And I didn't take anything to heart. I just wanted, you know, to stay with the project that I like doing and to figure out if there could be a solution for this. So I stood up. My boss helped me. Mm-hmm. They were appreciative and all that stuff. And a lot of people within the company found out. Wow. So they liked what happened. You know, I ended up just, you know, continuing with the additional project that they put me in. It was a success, you know. My boss told me when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. Mm-hmm. So instead of ending the internship with one project, I did two. You know what I'm saying? So everything works out for the best. Everything happens for a reason. I believe that. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, I was added back to the project after, you know, finishing this other one I was leading. And I just, you know, did what I had to do. You know, I wasn't going to be walking on eggshells around this person. I was just doing everything how I was told, and it was really good. And I ended up briefing it at the end of the summer, and they really liked it, and I got hired. So.
That is great. You were never intimidated by the fact that there was more guys in your area. You pushed yourself there, and nobody, and you, like, and you had an experience where you had to, like, handle people who weren't mm-hmm. agreeing with you.
And there's also circumstances where those people think that I would be intimidated. You know what I'm saying?
But it's a thing.
Yeah. Like the circumstance I just told you about.
Yeah.
With the internship. They really thought that I would just agree and all that stuff. But like, no, bro.
Yeah. I feel like it's such a benefit for any company or agency to have somebody like you who's like a girl but also is really knows what they're doing, and it could help their company grow and help them become more, you know, secure,
concrete.
Because you said the most important part about cybersecurity is making sure the vulnerabilities that are in software are not exploited. Mm-hmm. And what do you think is the benefit of having just not only like experts on the team but people like you, like women on a cybersecurity sector of like a company? Like, what would be the benefit of that?
I have worked with both like leaders that are male and female. And I just say that who's ever experienced a lot within their field, they know what they're doing. So it doesn't really matter. And it also varies on the specific mindset of a person. Because I've also encountered, you know, men that are emotional and they're like, ah! And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Not everyone has the same mindset as me. That's what you also have. Everyone has to understand that within themselves. So by having more women, those women that do get intimidated feel more comfortable in that space. So without bringing, you know, or encouraging this field to rise within, you know, this percentage of women, there's not going to be a push. Like, without pushing, there's not going to be an encouragement or anything. So those people that don't have a barrier to wear should be the ones encouraging, like, that's what I'm doing. I'm taking advantage that it's not something that I fear and throwing those people in the water, you know, just dipping them or something. Because at the same time, I also think about when I wasn't so good at public speaking and doing certain programs. I did a national security thing. So it was like law enforcement. The part of the program was me having to speak. So I was like nervous. I was like, I literally was trying to avoid the whole thing.
Knees are heavy. Mom's spaghetti.
So having someone throw me into the water was like, okay, this is what I also have to do. You know, pass it along.
That's always good. Yeah. So what advice would you have for people to get into that mindset of like, hey, I can come into a place and not be intimidated? Like, what sort of helped you build that mindset?
That's a good question. That's a real good question. Don't just have colleagues, like have friends, and they'll tell you the root of problems, because a lot of people seem perfect when they also have imperfections and insecurities. So you'll realize the people that are like, oh, I'm so confident or whatever, you know, the men that don't expose their feelings or such. Once you become friends with those people, it's like normal. Like, we all have problems. We just have to boost each other up. So I would say get to know more people.
And have what I'm hearing is like having community helps you become more empowered to do something that you want to do. So Danai, thank you so much for coming into the podcast. What we learned today is really just like having a mindset and having community is so important for the things that you want to go after, especially a sector like cybersecurity. And we also learned that it's very important to have cybersecurity people in your team. Whether you're building a company, a software company, you need cybersecurity people, because if you grow and you scale, you're gonna have people who are gonna be like,
We need to protect.
So Danai, is there any way people can reach you? Any communities you want to shout out that you're a part of?
You could reach me on LinkedIn. My full name is just Danai Rimbaud. You could also reach me on Instagram through our WeSees organization. It's at WeSees FIU. If you're interested in learning more about what we have to offer at this university chapter, we definitely have a lot of up and coming events, and we're very interested because we have a new team, and I love my team. So it's like very good.
We did it.
Thank you for listening to the Forward Thinkers Show.